Chapter 4, December 2016. The officer's name is Corporal D. Parker. She looks to be in her late 30s, with auburn hair pulled back into a bun, pale blue eyes, and a friendly smile that I know is meant to make me relax, but I can't stop shivering and stumbling over my words. I'm holding her card tight in my palm and keep glancing at it as though the RCMP logo and official letters will somehow make me feel safe. I can't remember what the D stands for. The introduction's a blur. I was so relieved when I saw her car pull in behind me. She was inside first and made sure no one was lurking, but I already knew Andrew would be long gone. He's too smart to linger. We're standing in the kitchen now, and I'm trying to explain why I'm so sure it was my ex-husband. He put my keys on top of my purse. He used to get mad at me for losing them.
Anything missing from your wallet?
I don't know. He put my lip gloss back in my purse, too. I stare at it, and know I'll never use that gloss again as long as I live. He must have come in through the window.
Okay, show me where.
I take her to the spare room, point at the window, and she looks outside. I think about how much it's rained in the last hour, how the snow has melted all around the house.
Do you know if she has any valuables in the house?
Maybe a few pieces of jewelry, but Andrew wouldn't have taken anything. He just wanted me to know he was in the house. I think he was hiding in the front closet and snuck out when I was cleaning the bedrooms. Gatsby spooked at the end of the hall.
Gatsby?
The cat.
I should probably talk to him, too.
I blinked at her, and she smiles and gives a shrug.
Cop humor.
She glances at the window frame, leans over like she's looking for something on the sill.
I'll dust for prints, and I'll need the number for the homeowner.
I wait on the couch while she works upstairs. I can hear the low murmur of her voice on the phone, her footsteps. It was obvious she didn't want to talk to Mrs. Carlson when I was in the room. She asked me to stay downstairs because she might have more questions. The officer, I remember now her first name is Dana, comes downstairs with her fingerprint kit.